This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Dang, market closed up 840 points today. Not bad at all.
Woo! What's the best Steve Winwood outfit? He was in a lot. He's one of those guys that was in a lot of different bands.
He was in Traffic.
Traffic.
Obviously, his solo career in the 80s. What else was he in?
Wasn't he in Blind Faith briefly?
I believe that's true.
Okay.
You all right in there, buddy?
Spencer Davis Group?
Yeah, I'm good.
Spencer Davis Group?
You doing all right?
Give me some loving.
Mm-hmm.
He's a talented guy.
Very talented. That is correct.
So we're going to talk about David Lee Roth real quick.
All right. Sam, can you look up, if you would be so kind, some YouTube RE David Lee Roth recently? And he did a show the other night where he was performing, I think it was Panama. And I saw it on Facebook.
That was it.
Now, I have seen David Lee Roth in concert, I think, two times in my life. Once on what was called the Sans Halen tour, where it was him and Sammy Hagar. Mm-hmm. So Sans Halen, you get the pun. And then when he reunited with Van Halen in the early 2000s, I think it was, I saw him perform at Kemper Arena with Van Halen.
And we've had this, I don't know if you recall, last one time I was on the show, we talked about Sammy Hagar versus David Lee Roth, which you were a Sammy Hagar guy.
I'm a Van Hagar guy. But that's not to say I don't love the Van Halen with David Lee Roth.
And his vocals off the charts. I mean,
on those who are we talking about?
David Lee Roth.
On the record, yes.
The weird squeals and all the things he would do is very iconic.
Yes. And some of the stuff that he would improvise, you know.
I'm setting this up so we don't upset anyone who's a hardcore
right.
fan.
No. But when I have seen him in concert, let's just say Sammy Hagar, when you see him in concert, sounds like it's right off the record.
Mm-hmm.
David Lee Roth in concert, when I have seen him the two times, does not sound like it's right off the record. And he's not getting any younger. He's coming to Grinders at the end of this month, I think in a week or so.
Oh, geez. I didn't know that.
How do I know it?
I said I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going to be at Grinders, I think, in a week. Sam, do we have the audio?
La Puente. Si, Riverside. Y aquí lo tienes.
He's fluent in Spanish, by the way, if you didn't know that. That's actually decent.
That's not bad. That's not the Panama song. Is
if you can find Panama, let me know.
Yeah, I'll see what I can find.
But that's rough.
That version of Dance of the Night Away is not awful. But what I saw on Facebook this week, and I clicked on it, and I was just like, wow.
What was alarming to me, so you hear him sing, and you'll hear it here in a second, but it's when the person with the camera turns it around and you see her face and all the crowd behind them, and they're all just kind of standing there slack-jawed. Nobody's bobbing their heads. Nobody's moving at all. It's just
the music,
is this? David Lee Roth.
The music is still good, and his whatever backup band he has now. I mean, it's no Steve Vai anymore, but
there's no original members other than him in the act right now, are there?
From his solo band? No, hasn't been since 1988.
Well, okay, I didn't realize he was on a solo tour. I thought this was some sort of Van Halen reenactment.
No, this is just him running around doing Van Halen songs.
It's surprisingly hard to find, because when you look up David Lee Roth Panama, you know what comes up.
No?
Van Halen Panama.
Oh, okay.
So I'm doing my best.
Well,
anyway,
I'll see if I can find it on Facebook. It was all over Facebook this morning. People just cringing, going, oh my God.
Also, how old is he? Do we at least know that?
He's got to be in his 70s by now.
He's dressed in a full blown leather head to toe outfit.
Mm-hmm.
It's cringy.
He's exactly 70 years old.
It's cringe.
Yep.
That's what the kids say.
I met him one time. He came on, this was back in the 90s. No, it would have been the early 2000s. He came on Johnny Dare's show on The Rock one morning, and I was working mornings here at KMBZ at the time. And so, which is to say, it would have been pre-2006. He was the most entertaining thing I had ever heard on the radio in my life. But here's the thing about David Lee Roth. I was a huge Van Halen fan growing up. So I worked ahead in the newsroom so I could get a little bit of time to go down and watch him on The Rock. And he came into Dare's studio, and he's got about an hour's worth of really solid material. Really solid. You know, like a comedian gets up on stage, and they can go for an hour and 15.
David Lee Roth. He's got stories and anecdotes.
Johnny Dare is one of the most charismatic, powerful, talented radio hosts I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
But David Lee Roth comes in and takes over Dare's show.
Like a rock star would.
Yeah, I mean, Dare could barely get a word in edgewise. Yeah. I mean, David Lee Roth has his hour's worth of material. He comes on and he just goes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny. It was insightful. It was interesting. It was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And then that hour is up and boom, he's out of material. And then he leaves. And that's it.
As it should be.
Yep. And I bumped into him in the hallway. I was just like, oh my God, David Lee Roth. Oh my gosh. And I didn't have anything for him. I rarely ask for autographs. Mm-hmm. Very rarely. But this was David Lee Roth.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached over onto a desk and I grabbed somebody's baseball. There was a baseball sitting on the desk.
Sign my baseball.
And I just handed him the baseball and I said, would you sign this for me?
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Nice.
Yep. He's a nice guy. He's the weirdest human being I've ever met in my life.
I think they're all kind of weird.
He is weird.
And he sucks at singing now, so, yeah.
So, if you want tickets, he's at Grinders next week. If you want to check that out.
You know what movie I watched recently was Bohemian Rhapsody. You see that?
It's a great movie.
It was great. And I became very fascinated the last month or so with just the character of Freddie Mercury and his story. I mean, I'd always known a little bit about him, but after watching that, I became very fascinated.
Don't even say it, Sam. Don't say it.
So incredibly behind on my biopic. I don't think I've seen any of the big ones.
Pronounced biopic. Continue.
And Scott is the only one in this building who has seen Freddie Mercury Live, 1984, 1986, 1984.
86.
Germany.
Was it before? That was after Live Aid, where arguably, I've learned this, was the greatest performance of all time by many experts. Was Queen's performance at Live Aid.
I think you could probably make that argument.
I went and watched the live performance after I watched the movie, and the guy, the actor who did Freddie Mercury and the whole band, they nailed it. The actors, like, it was step for step. Exactly.
It's perfect. When I did see Queen in 86, they were so hot, you know, just coming off of Live Aid the year before. It was an outdoor show. God, I'm trying to remember the opening acts. Gary Moore from Thin Lizzy was one of them. There were like five opening acts for Queen. They performed that day in front of 75,000 people. 75,000.
And did he do that whole thing where he interacts
shtick.
With the crowd?
Yes,
and,
he did. You know,
it's so good.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Hey-o. Yeah. Of course.
That would have been cool.
I can't believe that's almost been 40 years. Oh, you be quiet in there.
Stop.
It's not my fault that you were born after he died.
We could get real old school, and I can tell you my dad said his best concert was Jethro Tull.
Nobody's ever said Jethro Tull was their best.
He said the opening to their show was unbelievable.
Nobody in the history of music has ever said Jethro Tull was the greatest concert they ever saw. No one. That's like saying Air Supply. I've never seen anything like
it's
Air Supply.
It's funny you say this. We were riding with my fighter pilot buddies a long time ago, and I said, you got to play the song by Jethro Tull. It's their best song they made. And my buddy goes, so that would make it the 8,000th greatest song of all time.
Was it Aqualung?
No, it was Minstrel in the Gallery.
Okay.
It's a good 10-minute jam.
Aren't they all? 913-586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances coming your way in 45 minutes. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate, Q39KC.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They're a class of their own.
When the Grammys first introduced the Best Heavy Metal Band or Album Award in 1992, they gave it to Jethro Tull over Metallica. That is a fact. By the way, there's been a terrible... I'll look into it here in a little bit later as more information comes out, but there's been a horrible tour bus accident up by Niagara Falls in New York. At least 4 people were killed, many others injured. John Grayson says he and his sister missed it by just a handful of minutes. I don't know if they were going to get on that bus or if they were going to be in the path of the accident when it occurred.
But I would assume that he meant they would have been on that bus.
Yeah, on the bus. Huh. Well, he says that he and his sister missed it by minutes. There's a new dating trend going around, apparently, and experts say it needs to get sent back to far, far away.
Who are the experts, by the way?
I don't know. I didn't ask the USA Today. It's called Shrekking. Shrekking, as in Shrek. Shrekking involves dating someone that you're not attracted to in the hope that that person will treat you better in return. After all, they write, Princess Fiona took a chance on Shrek, and that turned out great for her. Unfortunately, when you get Shreked, it means the person you lowered your standards for still ends up getting hurt by you. According to Amy Chan, expert, a dating coach and the author of Breakup Bootcamp, The Science of Rewiring Your Heart, she writes, and I quote, in this plot line, you're dating an ogre without the princess treatment.
Damn. Although that's not a new dating trend.
Well, is, I mean,
it's been going around for a while.
I was going to say, some people would say that beauty is on the inside, not on the outside. So you're not necessarily, because you're not necessarily physically attracted to them, but if they treat you well, you enjoy being with them, you love them.
At least they actually date the person for a while, which is not what the typical trend is. At least from what I've heard.
What's the typical trend,
Sam? I haven't been on the dating scene for a while, but I do know of women who use these apps to get a free meal.
There are reports that I've also read where some women, that's literally how they feed themselves.
Like, have you been the provider of some free meals, Sam?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Just checking.
Have you ever been on a dating website?
I have.
You ever been in a Turkish prison?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
All the above. Well, never the Turkish prison part.
Grayson just wrote, he must be listening online, my sister and I would have been in the path of the bus.
He also texted me and said, come on, man, the Beatles used flutes. Stop trashing Jethro.
Thank you, John.
They didn't have a member of the band that played the flute. They brought other people
they
in to play the flute.
They recognized its utility.
Are you challenging the musical knowledge of John Grayson?
No, never.
I will call him
I'm fine. We're good.
Look at that. Scott got scared.
We're good.
I just learned something new here.
He's a genius. Anyway.
I trust his opinion on Jethro Tull more than yours, Scott. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Can we get off the Jethro Tull bandwagon here for a minute? My word.
Let's go back to Shrekking.
Okay.
Great point from the text line. Men use them to get...
You want to finish the sentence?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
A little something. That's clean enough.
Yeah. Get some action.
There you go.
Some shake weight.
Okay. NBA had a...
Okay, text line. No, that is not what we're talking about. Apparently, the Urban Dictionary has a definition for Shrekking, and we're not going to talk about it.
Oh.
That's right, Scott. It's the beauty, not the booty. That's right. Now, you don't have to text that in anymore.
Let's leave it at that.
Speaking of the booty, a top Apple executive is now facing accusations of fostering a toxic work environment. Jay, I don't really know how to pronounce your last name.
I would go
Jay,
with Blahnik.
Blahnik.
Mm-hmm.
He's the VP of fitness technologies for the company and helped, quite frankly, save the company back in 2013 after Steve Jobs died when he brought out the Apple Watch and, of course, drove their profits back through the ceiling after they dwindled. Well, now there are reports coming out that he suggestively leered at coworkers on a fairly regularly basis and would make inappropriate comments toward the fitness trainers they had on staff, specifically about their front hardware and their back hardware.
Mm, can't do that.
Yeah.
That's a no-no.
We're not talking about the watch, right?
No.
Okay. No.
He also allegedly would, back in 2022, insisted that at least 10% of his team seek mental health leaves, which I'm sure was not because he was concerned about their best interest, allegedly.
Then why would he ask them to take mental health leave?
To get him out of the office to avoid scandal, maybe?
They claim he was verbally abusive and inappropriate. 9 current and former employees spoke with the Times and all had similar stories.
I actually like the idea of mental health leave. Not to go squirrel on you guys, but... I mean, these allegations in corporate America are a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, this isn't a surprise.
No, I mean,
it's just Apple's typically pretty good at keeping its nose clean, and
but no,
now we have an allegation.
But let's focus on this mental health leave when he would encourage 10% of his staff, and he oversaw a division of about 100 employees. Yeah. So every blue moon, he would encourage 10 of them, go take some mental health time away. Read that vacation. Or, you know, I want you to take some time off, but I'd like for you to make an appointment and see a psychologist. Or see somebody just to talk about your mental health. What's wrong with that?
Something tells me the employees would not have included this into their allegations if it were, again, because it was based on the concern for their mental health.
That he was probably just trying to get them out of there.
Yeah.
That's what I take.
You're on
it
my
is.
Nerves. I'm tired of looking at you.
And I'm with you. You know, if you need some mental health leave, usually that's somebody going, hey, I need to take a break, right?
Yeah, I mean,
but you got your boss going, you need to do this.
But we make fun. In the United States, we make fun of a lot of Europeans because they have, you know, extended holiday, especially the French. I think they get, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks of holiday a year. And, you know, and a very lengthy maternity leave. And we make fun of them. But I've never understood this idea that you are defined by your job.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I mean,
we are unique as Americans by doing so.
I don't think that's why they're getting made fun of, though. They're getting made fun of because somebody's got to bear the brunt of that cost.
And also, when you talk about how much vacation time that people in Europe get, it's never the people that are doing the hard work, if that makes sense.
The construction workers, necessarily.
For instance, if you own a pub, you can't send your entire staff on holiday for a month. Your business would close.
Right. No, I understand. But it's almost as, and tell me if I'm wrong, it's almost as if in the United States, we pride ourselves on the fact that when you get started in your first job, you only get 10 days of vacation in a 365-day year. We pride ourselves on that.
Yeah.
That you get 2 weeks off, 2 work weeks off, and that is somehow a good thing. Now, are we a very productive country? Of course we are. Are we the richest country on the planet? Of course we are. Is it because in a lot of industries, you only get 10 days off a year? Maybe.
I mean, the saying I've heard is that in America, we live to work. In Europe, they work to live.
Which is pretty sad on the face of it.
It is.
Everything has trade-offs in life. Everything.
But I could literally... Well, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. I know a number of people in my life who are defined by their job.
But, like, I have cousins in Europe.
That's their identity.
I have cousins in Europe, and, yeah, they get, like, 2 months off a year, but they work very high-level corporate jobs. Again, the guy working at the corner store doesn't get 2 months off a year.
But are your cousins living in Europe not important to the bottom line? What? Why are you laughing?
Because I just think every time I come in here, there's Kenny Loggins playing when I walk in.
What?
You were talking about being defined by a career.
Is there a song that I'm missing, or no, is Kenny Loggins defined just,
we
by
play,
his?
We play all the Top
Danger
Gun
Zone.
Soundtrack.
Oh, I see where you're going. I see where you're going. Nice. Well, what brought you and me together friends is the fact that I was a Top Gun fanatic, yes. And then they come out with this new movie. And Dana brings in a Top Gun
pilot. You're the only guy I met who's somebody else's career defined. It's your favorite movie of all time.
It is. Wish I had been a pilot. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. From the text line. 1641 writes, it's only sad if you don't believe in your work. If you believe in your work, then it's good.
Well, we are blessed, and I say it all the time, that I picked the right path because it doesn't really feel like I have to work.
Right. I've never gone to work, and I use work in air quotes, a day in my life. Even jobs that most people would think, well, that's not what I would have picked for a career or for a job. I was a janitor. I was a truck driver and a mover. I made pizzas at Little Caesars. Worked at Sonic. I've never had a job I didn't like.
Do you wear roller skates?
No. No, Jesse, I didn't wear roller skates.
A little mini skirt? tank top.
This is the only
I love derailing you.
This is the only day I've ever hated my job.
Good. Let's get to the anti-dumb word of the day.
Did you just say good?
I did.
But let me finish my point, then we'll get to the ADD word of the day.
Okay.
All right. So, in seriousness, I love what I do, and I'm proud of my work, and the shows that we make, and the conversations we have, the honesty that we share, the friendships we make. I love it. Absolutely love it. There are two words that will not appear on my tombstone. Radio host. Those two words will not be on my tombstone. I hope what's written on my tombstone is my name, the day I was born, the day I died, and I hope it just says loving father, great partner.
That's smart.
It. That's our word of the day is smart.
Smart A.
Smart Alec.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. But
the three-letter version.
Loving father, mm-hmm. great partner. Doting son. Hmm.
Legend of radio.
No.
Legend.
No. All right. What is the... So if you haven't been tuning in at 4:30...
Jesse has not.
We started this about 2 weeks ago. It's called the ADD word of the day.
Okay.
And ADD does not stand for attention deficit disorder. It stands for anti-dum-dum. Because we are convinced, or have become convinced, that we're losing our language skills, our ability to use new words and put them into conversations.
I would low-key agree with that.
Yeah. Full stop.
Full stop.
Yeah.
Skibbity.
Skibbity was one of the first words that we did, and I do not remember what that meant.
Well, no, skibbity was one of the...
Oh, skibbity was one of the words from the kids.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which, by the way, it has no meaning. So don't worry. You're doing great.
Is it skibbity...
Skibbity toilet?
Skibbity
doodah. No. Skibbity Riz.
Oh, yeah. You got Skibbity Riz. That's
skibbity
right.
Skibbity Riz.
That'll be on your tombstone.
Riz.
Skibbity Riz.
So, Jesse, we've used words like absquatulate.
Which means to evacuate quickly.
To leave quickly.
Just learned a new word. Never heard that one.
Absquatulate. Corker. Corker is a very smart person.
Exceptional.
Okay.
Or astonishing.
Okay. Are these like Urban Dictionary, like brain rot words?
These are real English words.
In the Webster's. Okay. It's not the King's English.
Impignorate.
Yeah. Dang it. That was this week, too. To impregnate a pig.
That was your guess, which was wrong, and it's still wrong. It is to pledge, pawn, or mortgage something so you can impignorate a house.
That sounds like an intellectual...
Sounds gross. Yeah.
And now, for your ADD word of the day...
So wait, do I get to get... We got to guess what it means. So he's going to say it, and we got to try to figure out what it means. Okay,
And then when we fail, mm-hmm. and we will, then he's going to tell us... then he'll use it in a sentence, and then as a hint, and then we'll try to guess it again. We will fail that test as well.
Okay.
And then he will just give in and finally just tell us the word and its origin.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Petrichor.
Petrichor.
Petrichor. P-E-T-R-I-C-H-O-R. Petrichor.
Petrichor is to drill for oil.
Do we get to know if it's a noun or a verb?
Is it a noun?
It is a noun.
Try again. And then I'll go next.
It is... A bartender.
No.
Okay.
It is someone who is so old in their way of thinking that they're from the dinosaur era.
Mm. An old school thinker.
No.
Oh. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
The example given here by Google. Other than the petrichor emanating from the rapidly dying grasses, there was not a trace of evidence that it had rained at all.
Is it evaporation?
No.
Mist?
No.
Fog?
No.
Golly Moses.
Say that sentence one more time. I'm on to it here.
Other than the petrichor emanating from the rapidly dying grasses, there was not a trace of evidence that it had rained at all.
Dust.
It's a smell.
It is a smell.
It is a smell of dying grass.
Petrichor is the pleasant smell that frequently accompanies the first rain after a long, dry spell. We have it in Kansas City often. It's one of my favorite
smells. It is a great smell.
Smells.
It's a great smell. I thought the sentence was misleading, though.
I thought it was, too, but I was trying to figure out a way to give you enough detail in my own sentence, because saying I love petrichor would not have
given you guys use it in a sentence. I love petrichor. Oh, okay.
By the way, the origin makes no sense to me. It comes from Old English petro, which is in relation to rocks, and ichor, which it doesn't even list a relation for ichor.
That's where I was going with the old man thing. I was thinking old, like fossil, old petro.
Yeah. Petrichor. There you go. It is the pleasant smell after a rain, after a dry period.
Well, I hate to break it to you guys. I'm still a dum-dum.
We said earlier this week that we're trying to focus on words because Scott, 2 weeks ago, thought that Wittershins was a great word.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great word, by the way, but it's not a word that we would ever use in
it
everyday
sounds British.
Life.
It is British.
Wittershim. Wittershim.
German, actually.
Oh.
Wittershim. And so we made a rule earlier this week that we're going to try to make the ADD word of the day words that we could actually use. So when you go outside after a nice rain, after it's been dry for a while,
petrichor.
Take in that petrichor.
Oh, smell the petrichor. It sounds dirty, though. If you said, I love the smell of petrichor. Or I smell, if you just said, I smell petrichor, I would think you were smelling a dirty baby's diaper.
It just doesn't come out naturally.
It's just petrichor.
If I smell the first rain and that very pleasant smell, I'm going to go, oh, I love the smell of rain.
It sounds like a death metal band from Sweden.
Ooh.
Petrichor.
That's a great band name.
With 2.5 weeks left in the WNBA's regular season, the league has already broken its single-season attendance record. Good for them. League officials announcing yesterday that the league's 13 teams have drawn a total of 2,500,000 fans over 226 games this season, surpassing the previous mark that was set in 2002 when the league had 16 teams, three more. The popularity explosion in women's college basketball, spurred initially by the Caitlin Clark-Angel Reese rivalry, carried over to the WNBA season when Clark and Reese were rookies. Sold-out arenas became the norm for Clark and the Indiana Fever. Okay.
Do we think it's going to ease off now that Sophie Cunningham's been injured for the season?
Well, Caitlin Clark's also been injured for most of the season. Archaeologists and divers retrieved...
Wait, sorry. Hang on. I got to back up for half a second here because the text line just blew my mind. Humans have a better sense of petrichor than sharks do of blood in the water.
Huh.
Is this scientifically verified?
According to studies regarding petrichor and
there's studies
sharks
on
and
this?
Blood in the... Yeah.
I'd like you to come in for our study, our trial of smelling the fresh smells of the first rain of the season.
How would you like to detect petrichor?
How would you like to be the guinea pig that has to get cut and dropped into the ocean to find out?
I don't think they dropped the guinea pig into the ocean. I think they just dropped the guinea pig's blood into the ocean.
I didn't mean guinea pig. I meant you were a guinea pig, like in a scientific experiment.
I caught on. Humans can detect petrichor at an incredibly low concentration, as low as 5 parts per trillion. Sharks require 1 part per million to pick up the smell of blood.
Okay.
Sorry, that was pretty astonishing. Thought it was cool.
The show has officially gone off the rails.
Cricket noise.
That's his chair.
It's my chair. It's squeaky. I'm trying not to lean forward and back, but I'm getting excited about the ADD word of the day, you know?
Archaeologists and divers retrieved a trove of ancient treasures yesterday from a 2,000-year-old sunken city off the coast of Alexandria, Egypt. Cranes carefully lifted the ancient artifacts from the shallow seawater of Abu Qir Bay throughout the day in front of gathered reporters. Very interesting. The artifacts included a headless statue, a sphinx, and a priest figure. The site may have been an extension of the ancient city of Canopus, according to the Egyptian ministry of antiquities. How does a city sink?
I think it slides into the ocean, maybe.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of pockets of things underneath the ground that we don't exactly fully understand.
Kind of like that congressman who was concerned
Guam
that
to capsize.
If we put too many Navy boats on Guam and all the sailors that the island might actually tip over.
Yeah. There are theories that say that Atlantis sunk.
Okay. Did you ever hear that quote?
No.
Okay.
Can you get that ready before we come back?
I will.
This was an actual
congressional hearing. It was years ago. I can't even remember who it was.
And the admiral goes, sir, we are not worried about that.
That is not. An admiral had to sit there at a hearing.
And say it professionally and respectfully. Yes.
Congressman, appreciate
our military.
Congressman, appreciate that question. We are not concerned.
We've got our best people on it.
That the island is going to tip over.
That is not.
We are quite confident that the island will not. Tip over, sir.
Yeah, my fear.
No, save it, save it, save it, because we're late to the break
anyway.
I'm already
laughing at this.
All right, quick break. Commander Jesse Reed filling in for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Festivus Friday coming your way in 12 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
Congressman, Your Honor, the
God
Honorable
bless
Sir.
That Admiral. God bless him.
We don't anticipate that. That the island might tip over and sink into the ocean.
You know he was laughing inside.
We're worried about sharks with laser beams someday. are currently sir. Not worried about that contingency, Congressman.
So that was about stationing more Navy personnel on Guam. And this was like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, whenever it was. I don't even remember who the congressman is.
not gonna work here anymore.
I believe that island might tip over. That's my fear. And we won't have Guam.
What do they say in the South? Bless his heart.
Bless your heart.
Is it Hank Johnson?
That
Georgia
sounds
Congressman
yes,
Hank Johnson.
Yes, that's who it was.
Is he still around?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But yeah,
when you drive into his hometown, there's a little sign.
No,
that
they
says,
took
like,
it down after that.
The home of the guy who thinks
he is still
Guam is going to tip over.
He is still in office.
All right. Well,
he's been in Congress since 2007. Let me see if his Wikipedia page makes any reference to that idiotic question. Oh, here it is.
Sir,
yes.
We do not anticipate that.
It was in March of 2010, the House Armed Services Committee hearing about the U.S. military installation in Guam. Johnson said to Admiral Robert Willard, commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, you heard my fears that the whole island will blah, 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 to which Admiral Willard replied, we don't anticipate that. The next day, Johnson's office claimed that he was tremendously deadpan and had used a facetious metaphor to draw attention to the potential negative impact of adding 8,000 Marines and dependents to an island of 180,000 people. Okay. We got you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to do Festivus Friday coming up
yes. In
just a handful of minutes. Get in early. This is the best time to get in. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate, Q39KC.com. Get in early, 913-586-7798. Hello, fly in the throat. Festivus Friday is next on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.